Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and out of Boston, Massachusetts at 1510 AM Revolution on your radio dial. You are tuned to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets technical innovation, with your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. Recorded live at Singing Brook Studio in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment.
Amaruma Chai. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, this is Miriam here on the Gaia Star Crystal Hour. We have special guests today, Ray from the Akwesasne Reservation, and he brought Pedro from Peru. So it inspired us to play Amaruma Chai, which I received while I was in a cave in outside of Cusco, and Pachamama when I was walking the Inca Trail. I was hiking with about 17 other goddesses for 4 days, and on our journey on the return, almost to Machu Picchu, we had to walk through a cave that was about 25 feet all the way cascading down this stone stairway. And when I got into the center of the cave, the water was dripping and the smells of the earth and the beauty all around me inspired me with this song, Pachamama. exhale into the universe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stars. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Is there someone in heaven? Gaia Star Crystal Hour is sponsored by Wise Ways Herbals, distributed internationally. Founded in 1988 by Miriam Massaro to create natural herbal products for well-being, it celebrates 25 years of producing over 100 quality handmade medicinal and body care products, including salves, women's health specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wise Ways Herbals blends organic and wild gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
That is not a medicine song, it's a vision song, a visionary song that is from my own creation, is not from a specific nation, but is inspired in the songs that I had been listening in my life. And now I want to sing a medicine song from the Chipibo culture. My name is Pedro, and I am a spiritual son of Maestro Zenén Pani, Antonio Muñoz Burga. E ariki back spiritual Zenén Pani. Nato yamakiri hakun yamakiri nato yamakiri kikin importante eriki. Va a cantar un icaro medicinal. Entonces ahí va la canción, ¿no? Toro médico, roco toro médico, roco toro médico. Toro médico, roco toro médico, ea riki médico, riki médico, ea riki médico, sinchi sinchi médico, sinchi médico, sinchi sinchi médico, kushi kushi médico, kushi médico, kushi kushi médico, ani shawan guerrero, shawan guerrero. Ani shawan guerrero, rai honi muraya, honi muraya, rai honi muraya, oro banco muraya, banco muraya, oro banco muraya, oro banco muraya, rau ke pangin, nete rau ke pangin, nete rau ke pangin. Rauke pankin, nete rauke pankin, medicinai ke pankin, waska shamabi, aya waska shamabi, aya waska shamabi, sana shamabi, bubin sana shamabi, bubin sana shamabi. Sinchi ikaro, nuku sinchi ikaro, nuku sinchi ikaro, kushi ikaro, nuku kushi ikaro, medicinai ikaro, ronin maraka, nuku ronin maraka, medicinai maraka, niwe campana, nuku niwe campana, suena muena y suena iri anaina nanina ananaina nanina ananaina nanina anaina nanina ananaina nanina ananaina nanina ay nanai ay nanai. Iraque. Gracias a ustedes.
Would you like to explain a little bit about when you were singing the other songs, the Pachamama songs? You gave us some very interesting words about what Pacha is.
Yes, for us in Quechua, the language Quechua, the ancient name of Quechua was Runasimi. Runasimi. Runa means human. Simi, the language of the human. Runasimi. So in Runasimi, Pacha means space and time in the same world. We cannot separate them. So, for example, if I say Ñaupaj Pacha, is the time and land and world of the old ones, of our ancestors. Ñaupaj Pacha. If I say Hanan Pacha, Hanan Pacha means the upper world, the upper time, the time of the divinity, Hanan Pacha. Our prayers arrive to Hanan Pacha. Maybe there are people that can say, like, here they talk about Thunderbird, that take prayers to the Creator. So maybe the condor can be the same, that take prayers in the highlands to the Creator. So, as I was telling, Pacha is space and time. For example, to say, right now, in this moment and in this place, we say Kai Pacha, this world. So we cannot separate space and time. So there is no translation in Western languages for this, because sometimes Western mentality is used to separate, discrimination. Mm-hmm. We are used for inclusion. We include things. So Pacha includes several concepts in one complete concept, that is Pacha. Pacha is everything that makes possible life, the substance that made possible our physical life. So atmosphere, water, soil, everything that makes us possible is Pacha. That's why we call it Mother Pacha, Pacha Mama. Mm-hmm. Saying Mother Earth or Madre Tierra is not enough. Tierra is Aipa. So it is not enough. It's the whole energy, like the chi of the Chinese, that makes possible time. We in Peru, the old cultures, I don't know in what way, but we have lots in common with the very Eastern cultures of the Chinese. When I read the Tao book, mm-hmm. it makes me understand my culture much more than if I read Kant, no? I feel closer to the Chinese than to the Germans. Yes. But the good thing in these days is when we start to recover of our resentment because we had been conquered. No? Mm-hmm. When we start to recover of that and we leave behind resentment mm-hmm. and we start to love our own culture again, we start to discover our roots again. When we are free in that and we know ourselves, we can start to talk to every nation in equal level. If we don't love ourselves, we are close and we don't want to hear others. We start, our ego protect us of the other. No? We create a shield. But when we feel confident with our roots and with our history, we can talk to each one from the same level and be open to the medicine that other nations have and we can share. Is this thing about the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, I don't think it's true that it's an old prophecy. I had never heard that was old in our land. It's a new prophecy, but it's good that it's a new prophecy because this is the time that we can begin to share. And, for example, meeting Ray Sloman here, he's an elder. He's a medicine man from the Navajo culture. Mm-hmm. I had learned so much with him mm-hmm. these days, traveling with him. We have so much to give to one another, to talk to one another, and to become strong when we communicate, when we find each other. The American continent is a whole continent, no? It's the same energy, different medicines, but we are all searching for the same, to heal ourselves, to change ourselves and to give our life to love and to medicine and to forgiveness and being humble and learning. Mm-hmm. So maybe also the old Celtics, they were searching the same, you know. They were related with the forest. They have medicine songs. The Druids were medicine people that heal with songs. Mm-hmm. It's the same what we do. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to say, you know, I am Western. I don't want to know about that medicine because even me, I have Western blood inside me, and I have discovered my own Western tradition, being in the jungle. I had reconciled my life, for example, with Christ, mm-hmm. with Jesus, not with the church. I respect the church, but I am not part of the church. But I admire that spiritual maestro, that spiritual teacher that was alive, mm-hmm. and heal other people with their words, and talk about freedom, and talk about love. We can relate each other. We are all searching for love. Love is one single energy. Mm-hmm. Once I have a dream that I arrive to a big place like La Mecca, no? Mm-hmm. I was taking ayahuasca, I was in a diet. So I have this dream that I was arriving to a Muslim place, very big Muslim place, and have a geometrical figure there. And it was like a big star of several points. And in each point, there was a group there invited, a religious, like a sacred, a mystic path there. I saw the Muslim, the Sufis. I looked the Gnostic from the Christian church. I looked several people, even the musketeers, the French musketeers were there. They were also invited to the party because it was the party of love. Mm. Buddhists, everybody is invited because we talk about love. And love is something that we cannot keep one foot in the outside of love and the other foot in love. Or we are in love or we are not in love. There is a sword that work, that love have. Love have a sword that separates things. I will leave behind all the things that are making me sick. I will leave behind my anger. I will leave behind all these things that doesn't allow me to be happy. And I will give my life completely to love and to help my brothers and sisters. When the day I did that for the first time, when I started in the path, before I didn't realize how sick I was. No, I was really, really sick. Mm-hmm. But because I can have an academic life and I can have a couple, I can earn my money, I thought that I was not sick because I was normal. But that's not true. I start to realize how many problems I have inside me, how much anger I have inside me. And I start to leave that behind. And I start to, in this path of purification, that is a long path, I am just starting in this path. I am learning from my maestro and from the plants that we have. I am just a learner of this path. But being here had given me so much happiness to my life. My life is now fulfilled. I am satisfied. I don't need other things. I don't need no one to tell me if you don't have the new cell phone, you are not going to be happy. I know that I am happy without the cell phone. And if I have the cell phone, it's okay. I don't have it, no? But it's okay also, no? But that's not the important thing. The important thing is what life had given me. I must understand that is because of something and it's enough. It's enough what I have. I don't need to search every time of more. Because outside in the world outside, I will not find what I need to find inside first. Mm-hmm. All the spiritual path in the history had talked about know yourself. Mm-hmm. Know yourself. That's the most important thing. Because in yourself is all the love you need, all the peace you need is in the bottom of your heart. Because the breath of the Creator is still pure in us. If we search down the layers of fullness and lies that we told to ourselves. Under that is still the purity inside us. So we must search for that. And when we change ourselves, and when we give our life to love, step by step also the people around us will start to change. Sometimes we talk a lot, you know, in South America we are very from the left sometimes, the intellectual people, we talk Marxism, that kinds of things, no? Sometimes we are searching for the change to come from outside. And it will never happen. Because the real changes start first inside. The real maestro put clean his home first. And then start to help others. So for being a medicine man, first heal yourself. Then you will start to help, little by little, your brothers and sisters. So thank you very much for giving this space to me to talk about my culture, my tradition, about my maestro Zenon Pani, that I am very thankful to him. And it's so good when you come out from the city and you find people that you can share and that you feel comfortable with them and that you can talk freely about your feelings and about love. Because there is a story about an Ashuar leader from the Ashuar nation in Ecuador. He was invited by the Smithsonian, the Smithsonian Institute. And he said, it's true that we don't think with our brain, because our brain is connected only with the column. So if we think with our brain, we can only move our ass. So we think with our heart, because heart sends the thoughts to all the body through the blood to think. Mm-hmm. I call it an affective way of thinking. Half it's logic, but it's based in affection. And when we base in affection to think, we feel related to the tree. We understand that the tree is made from the same substances than me, with the birds, with the animals of the water, with the animals of the land, with the animals of the air. We understand that we are a whole family. We sometimes human had forget how related is our destinies to the destiny of trees, for example. We cannot live without them. So we must start to respect them. We have, in this time of crisis that we are living, politically, socially, economically, spiritually, crisis, it's a good opportunity for us to be awake. So I want to tell the people that listen to this program that if you are awake and you are grounded and you are with your roots, there is nothing to fear. We are going to be all right, one way or another, because we are connected. And we are going to receive very important spiritual presence. But for receiving that, we cannot play anymore with the medicine. We must be impeccable with it. We must laugh, because laughing is a medicine. But it's not a thing of being serious. It's a thing of being really responsible with our self and with our heritage and with our medicine. Thank you.
This song is dedicated to the thunder and the rain. It's soaking the earth right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Gaia Star Crystal Hour with your hosts Miriam Acero, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. We hope you enjoyed our latest creation in bringing you musical inspiration that weaves pathways into your soul.